Amén. Aleluya.
Greetings to the church. Greetings to everybody. Hallelujah. Amen. Are we happy to be here?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's a good day which the Lord has made for us to be happy, to rejoice in it. Hallelujah. Irregardless of situations, circumstances that you could be going through, God remains God. He was there, He is there, and He will be there. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There is a song that I want us to sing all together before we get into the Word of God. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Hallelujah. This is a declaration that we would want to do before the presence of God. You know, declarations are powerful in a way that whatever that could have been hindering you, whatever that could have been taking your joy, whatever that was taking your confidence, the moment you begin to declare positivity to it, all negative things, they disappear forever. As long as you mean it with your heart, God is ready to act upon His word. Hallelujah. So the devil robs us by making us forget what God can do in our lives. The devil robs us by making us forget who God is in our lives. Hallelujah. And by so doing, we are derailed from what God has promised in our lives. We are taken away. Our focus is changed, is shifted. Why? Because we have forgotten who are we in the presence of God. Hallelujah. So may we rise on our feet and let's sing this song and mean it in our hearts. Because He lives. Glory to God. Jesus.
Because He dead, I can face tomorrow. Because He lived, all fear is gone.
Hallelujah. Because Jesus lives, you are able to face your tomorrow. Hallelujah. Doesn't matter how scary your future is or your tomorrow is, but just because God lives, you will be able to face your tomorrow. Amen. Hallelujah. Our tomorrows are all different. When we go out of the door, each and everyone will face his own tomorrow. Hallelujah. But just remember this. Because he lives, hallelujah, you and you and you, you can face tomorrow. Hallelujah. So before we get into the word of God once again, may I ask the mic? I would ask my intercessor. She is my intercessor. To pray for the church, to pray for the children of God as they face their tomorrow, that they may remember that God lives. Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you this afternoon.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Jesus, as we receive your word. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you help us understand your word. You help us understand your will. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, King of Kings. You are above all kings. And we bow down before your throne this afternoon, thanking you. And we pray and we know that, Lord, without your word, we are nothing. We thank you, Lord, for your servant as he shares the word this afternoon.
Hallelujah.
We pray, Holy Spirit, that you give him the wisdom and the understanding. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. I've got a title today that I'll share with you. I know there is somebody that God has prepared this ceremony for. Hallelujah. We might not all be helped, but I know there is somebody who is about to give up his life. Why? Because he has come, or she has come all the way. She has prayed and he has prayed all along. And probably he or she has come to a point where she is just saying, I think I have given up, or I think I'm about to give up. Hallelujah. There's things in life that takes away our strength. There are things that are set up in our lives that are meant to take away your strength, to take away your confidence, to kill the dream that God has put in your life. Hallelujah. There are things that are set up to hinder your progress. Hallelujah. Simply because you have been blinkered, you might not know so where you are or who you are and where you are going. Why? Because these things, when they are set before you, they blinker you, they block you, they take away your focus. Hallelujah. But I want us this morning, or this day, to be quickened up by the word of God, so that we begin to understand and begin to see the obstacles that are before us, that are standing before us as obstacles, not as the destiny. Hallelujah. Because when these obstacles appear before you, they become like destinies. They become like destinations. Hallelujah. But God, because he has put a dream in you, he is expecting you to reach out to that dream that God has given you. Hallelujah. So this morning, I'm like building up on the previous message that was preached here. Hallelujah. That you need to have a dream in your life. Hallelujah.
Now you've got a dream, but before you realize the dream, there are obstacles that are hindering, or that could be hindering, or that could be set up for you, so that you will not achieve or you will not see the dream. Hallelujah. In this life, it's all like that. But I'm here to tell you that it's all a setup. It's not the reality. The reality is God is expecting you to reach your destination. The reality is God has a purpose and a promise for you to make it in life. Hallelujah. Yes, there are things that you would agree with when they are presented before you. And they would reason with your mind. And they will be able to convince you that you will not get there. Look at this and that and that. Look at this guy and this one and that. Look at these reasons. You cannot make it. Hallelujah. And at the end of the day, you agree with all that. And you sit down and you cry and you crumble and you are gone forever. Hallelujah. All will be left is history. But I want us to know this morning that God lives. Because He lives, I will face my tomorrow. Because God lives, I will reach out to my dream. My future will be realized. Hallelujah. Let us read from the book of Luke chapter 1, from verse 5, where we'll meet a certain man and his wife who had grown old. His name was Zechariah. But as he had grown, or he was growing old, he did not stop serving in the house of God. Irregardless of life obstacles, irregardless of things that were hindering his happiness, his gladness, he continued to save in the house of God until his dream was achieved. Hallelujah. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias of the division of Abijah, his wife of the daughter of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. But there is the issue. They had no child. Look at it now. This is a very reasonable situation presented before the servants of God, the righteous ones of God. Here is an obstacle which could have drained their strength, which could have derailed their mandate, which could have caused them to lose focus. And all of us would agree with them that surely, what else do you think these people could have done? Look, there is a challenge in their lives. They don't have a child. How can they stand in front of other people? How can they discipline other children? How can they say good life to other people when in their house they don't have a child? How can they speak or pronounce blessings when inside of them they have a cry that we don't have a child? Hallelujah. But thank God, God knows their story. And God knew their story. Hallelujah. In your life, the topic or the chapter of the message is God knows your story. God knows your story. Hallelujah. I will repeat it again. God knows your story. Never give up in your life. Never give up in your dream. Never give up with your future, because God knows your story. Whatever that you are facing right now is just an obstacle. is just a setup. God knows your story. Hallelujah. God knows your future. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Never give up, my brother. Never give up, my sister. Why? Because God knows your story. Hallelujah. He knows where you are coming from. He knows where you are going. He knows where you are right now. He knows what you are going through right now. He knows the judgment that is set for your life. Hallelujah. God knows it. He knows and understands how old you are. He knows and understands for how long you have been crying for this thing. He knows and understands that, yes, you have faced difficult situations in your life that have become like reality. But just remember this day. Before you give up, give God the chance, because he knows your story. Hallelujah. Never give up. Why? Because God knows your story. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God knew the story of Zechariah and Elizabeth. He knew it. He was not ignorant about it. He knew and understood that these people are growing up. And they have now grown up. Hallelujah. And he had a reason why he did that. Because the times were not yet met. The fulfilled time was yet to be met. Hallelujah. The conditions were yet to be met. Hallelujah. So the same is in your life. There are things that God had made promises to you. There's things that God wants to do in your life. But because it's not yet the time, it will not happen. No matter how much you may cry for it, no matter how much you can ask for it, because the time and the season is not yet met, you will not receive it. Hallelujah. So don't be fooled by the devil when he comes to you and he's telling you that, no. Look at this, look at that. This should have happened so such a time. And look at it now. You are just as who you are, or you have even deliberated, or you have even gone down. Don't answer to that. Just understand, these are obstacles that the devil brings to your life. He brings to your life because he knows that you are going to be successful. He knows that you are set for greatness. He knows that there is a good future for you. Hallelujah. But before you reach to that, he brings obstacles to your life. Hallelujah. Elizabeth and Zechariah, they did not have a child. Hence, they served in the house of God. Hallelujah. So for you, as a child of God, may you be strong this morning. May you be strengthened this morning and begin to understand that serving in the house of God is not about having material things. Serving in the house of God is not about having things, but it's about having a dream inside of you that should push you no matter what you face, no matter what goes in your life. You still have to stand and serve in the house of God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We don't serve God because we have reached or we have achieved our dreams. We don't serve God because we have good life or we have good things. We serve God simply because he has mandated us to do so. He has created us to do so. Hallelujah. As a child of God, your smile on your face is not because things are well in your life. Hallelujah. You might as well continue to smile even though you don't have a child in your life. Hallelujah. You might as well serve in the house of God even though you are like Elizabeth. You have grown old and you have not achieved things that are commonly believed by people that you should have achieved. So you might as well serve God. Hallelujah. Jesus is good. Amen. Forever he is. Amen. For he knows our story. Amen. But they had no child because Elizabeth was barren. And they were both well advanced in years. My brother and my sister, it is known. You are well advanced in your researches. You are well advanced in your age. You are well advanced in your request. Yes, to an extent that we have already given you a name. Like Elizabeth, she was given a name that she was barren. Hallelujah. Some are even given names. Yes, they are given names because of their situations. They are carrying names because of who they are. They are carrying names because of what they are asking or seeking before the presence of God. Hallelujah. Hey. Hallelujah. Elizabeth, she was given a name that she was barren. I'm sure the whole community knew about Elizabeth. The whole church knew about Elizabeth, that she was barren. Hallelujah. But because God knows her story, the name was changed. At some point, the name was changed. She was no longer known as a barren woman. Hallelujah. So, God changes stories. There are stories that people can write about your life, which is not what God has written about your life. Hallelujah. One day, if you continue to believe that Jesus lives, yes, it will be accomplished. It will come to pass at the rightful time. Now look at Elizabeth, the one who was known as the barren woman. Look what then happened. I'll jump up to, I don't know which verse is that. The one that then highlights that Elizabeth became pregnant. She became pregnant. And she was now called the mother of John. You know this John that we are talking about? He is the one who was given birth by the barren woman. The John that we now read in the Bible, the John that baptized Jesus, is now the one. He is the one now who is now baptizing Jesus, the same John who was hiding somewhere in the womb of a barren woman. Hallelujah. So, child of God, here is a tip for us, or for you to know, that there is something special that is hiding, that is hidden inside of you. That thing that you want in your life, that dream that you have in your life, that you think that it will never come to pass, it's hiding somewhere. It's hidden in your body. It's hidden in your mind. It's hidden in your spirit. One day, your story that the people know you about is going to be changed. It's going to be changed. Hallelujah. You will have a good and new name. Why? Because God knows your story. Amen. Hallelujah. You hold a better story, my brother. You hold a better story, my sister. You hold a better story, my mother. Why? Because God knows your story. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. There is a time when they were serving in the house of God, when Zechariah was serving in the house of God, as if he had forgotten what was his request before God, as if God had forgotten what he wanted, he was serving in the house of God. Then an angel came. The angel came to Zechariah and said to him, "Don't be afraid." Hey, children of God, we are afraid. We are surrounded with fear. What if? What if this does not happen? What will the world say? What if? What if is full in our minds? Hallelujah. But let us be reminded this morning that there is a river of mercy for you and you and you, which God has set, that one day your joy will come in the morning. Hallelujah. One day the joy will come in the morning. Hallelujah. Zechariah was told, "Don't be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer is heard." That's the part that I want. Hallelujah. Zechariah used to come and pray in the house of God. Zechariah used to pray in his life. Zechariah used to walk praying. Zechariah used to be prayerful each and every day and every second, every day of his life. It was just prayer for a child. Hallelujah. And God remembered his prayers. Hallelujah. Children of God, your prayers, God is holding them like this. Don't give up to pray. God is holding them in his hand. There is one day when the prayers will be full in his hand and they begin to spill. When they spill, he will bring a good message to you that your prayer has been heard. Zechariah was not a little boy. He did not just pray for 2 months or 1 week or 2 years. He prayed his whole entire life. Hallelujah. But because the time was not yet set, hallelujah, when the day it was fulfilled, God sent an angel and said to him, "Zechariah, your prayer has been heard." So, child of God, to somebody here, your prayer has been heard. Hallelujah. To that person whom I mentioned in the beginning, that I'm here to give you a message. This is your message. God has heard your prayers. I don't know who exactly that is, but I know you are here and you are listening. Can you believe in God, in Christ right now? And grab this message that your prayer has been heard. God has heard your prayer. God has heard your prayers. Why? Because he knows your story. He knows the verse you are right now. He understands your position. He understands your situations. He understands your cries. He understands your age. He knows. Hallelujah. And he is here just to tell you, your prayer has been heard. Hallelujah. Your prayer has been heard. Hallelujah. Your prayers has been heard. Those prayers that you had forgotten about, God has brought the answer for it. Hallelujah. If you believe, say, "I believe." If you believe, say, "Amen." Amen. Glory to God. Jesus. This can only be God. This can only be done by himself. Why? Because he knows your story. Why? Because he lives. Don't you worry anymore. Don't be scared anymore. Why? Because the answer to your prayers is being delivered. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Answers are being delivered right now. Jesus lives. Jesus was and is and is to come. The same who was and is to come is coming at your door right now. He's knocking and he's saying, I have your answer. I have heard your cries. I have heard your prayers. I have seen your service in my house. I have seen your service in the community. Yes, here is your answer. Here is what you have been crying for. Here is what you have been looking for. Here is your promise. Here is Jesus. Hallelujah. Here is your cry. Here is your deliverance. Here is your dream. Here is your dream. Here is your dream. Why? Because he knows your story. Hallelujah. Here is your story, Zachariah. Here is your answers, Elizabeth. Here is. You will bear a son, and you shall call his name John, and you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth. We will rejoice when we see what God has done in your life. We will rejoice, we will rejoice, we will rejoice. We are going to partake in your joy. We are going to celebrate with you when you stand up here and you tell us what God has done in your life. When your life begins to tell us what God has done, we will be able to rejoice with you. My God, my Jesus, your sorrows, God is wiping them. Your tears, God is wiping them. He's bringing gladness right now. He's ministering gladness to your life. Just like Elizabeth, Jesus, God ministered joy. You have been sorrowful for years. You have been crying for years, but God is saying, this is your time. This is your season where you begin to witness your future. Hallelujah. This is the time where you now begin to witness your future. Jesus. Your future. That future that you've always wanted, that you've always dreamt about, God is saying, I'm opening it to you. I'm giving it to you. I'm presenting it to you. That future, you are going to start enjoying it, not because of your age, not because of who you are, not because what people know you about, but because God knows your story. Hallelujah. God is saying, I'm beginning to release the promises that I've made to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel it also. I don't know if you do. I feel it also. I don't know if you do. I'm just here as a postman who has come to deliver. The postmaster, I don't know what you call him. I'm just delivering what God is saying about your life. You know what you have asked from God. You know what you've always wanted. You know what you have always dreamt about. You know what you really wanted in your life. God is just saying, I have it for you now. Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus. God is good. God is good. He has come in his own as the I am that I am to fulfill his word. Hallelujah. Shall we pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your word that is sharper than any two-edged sword. Thank you, Lord Jesus, as your word pierces through our bones and marrow. Father, we thank you for delivering the promises of your word in our lives. Father, we thank you as we open our arms to receive what which you have promised and programmed for us. Thank you, Lord, for making us understand as your children that all we saw was just setups. Our destiny was sure in you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for we shall hear testimonies of your word, of the fulfillment of the dreams, the fulfillment of promises, fulfillment of prayer requests that has reached your throne of grace. Thank you this morning. Thank you, our Father. Thank you, Jesus, because you live. We will face our tomorrow with gladness. We will face our tomorrow with joy. Just as Elizabeth did, it is done. It will be done in our time and in our generation. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for bringing the smile once again on our faces. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for wiping our tears. Thank you, Lord, for restarting our lives. Thank you, Lord, for giving us hope once again, because you live. Because you live. Thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross and rising on the third day for our lives. You are not dead. You are alive in us. You are our God. You are our Father. Thank you, Jesus, this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Forevermore, we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.